Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
Overs, unders, spreads, lines, favorites, dogs. We love them all because we love the action. This is Cyclone Fanatics Action Fanatics Podcast, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Your weekly look at the games and lines we love. Listen in, take notes, and put a little action in play at the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Jefferson, Clinton, and Emmitsburg. Visit wildroseresorts.com for more info.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Let's do this!
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams and Todd Kirk.
What is up? Welcome to this week's Action Fanatics podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Chris Williams, joined as always by Todd Kirk, as we are looking ahead to this weekend's games. Of course, we are presented by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Wild Rose Casino, specifically in Jefferson, all the great Wild Rose Casino locations throughout the country. Not the country, the state. You guys know what I mean. Maybe they'll go nationwide. At some point, we'll see. Hopefully this advertising is working so well that they're just going to be kicking so much ass that they want to spread, into other states. But his name is Todd Kirk. I hate this slate, dude. I hate it. I already gave out my locks of the week because I had to on KXNO. I had to come up with three games. I hate this slate. I just, the whole thing sucks.
You've said this everywhere you've been. I don't, dude, that's not that bad. Well, I hear what you're saying, though, too, because I've got a guy who I follow pretty intensely, and he did not like the NFL last weekend, and I wish I could have listened to him. But, you know, you get that gut feeling. It's like, and if you do, I would just say, it's not advice. What I would do is kind of lay low. Just lay low.
Yeah, I just like the college thing's so weird. I'm less like that with the NFL because the NFL is just, you know, it's these guys' full-time job. They're testing them all the time. It's so regimented. The college thing, man, like there's like 12 games done at the time we are recording this. There's 12 games canceled this week. It's like, who knows how many other contacts.
It's the worst week yet.
Yeah, who knows how many other contact traces are out there. I am just a little bit hesitant to jump on anything until Saturday morning. And I do have three that I throw out for my locks of the week that you and I can kind of toss around here. And then mainly I thought we'd get your thoughts on the NFL. You've been really good on the Mac. What are you, like 9-2?
Yeah, 9-2 so far.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, let's dive right in. We don't have a ton of time today. The three that stood out to me, I really like betting against Notre Dame this weekend. It scares me. It feels like a lot of people are kind of on that trend a little bit. But Boston College, last I checked, was getting 13.5 at home. This seems like a spot for Notre Dame. But I wanted to bounce it off of you before I get to Riley, because you follow Notre Dame very closely. Boston College is like 4-1 as a dog this year. Notre Dame coming off of that big win. I don't know. This seems like a spot to me. This is a textbook letdown spot.
Totally agree with you. So, you know, growing up Notre Dame too, I remember on two occasions, I think one was 90, you know, anyway, Notre Dame beats Florida State, Charlie Ward. The next game is BC. Notre Dame has biggest win of the next game's BC. As this game was going on against Clemson, I turned to my cousin. I go, "Oh my God, the next game is going to be BC." Yeah. And I didn't realize, yeah. You know, I don't tend to look too far ahead, but sometimes you do, like you're looking for a spot. Sure enough, it's BC. Like, and instantly I said, "Chris, bet BC." So then everybody I listened to, including you, it's BC. Who did Notre Dame play last week? Clemson. Teams after they play Clemson are like 17% against the spread. Like everything is pointing everybody to BC. You know what that means?
Go with Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my fear is too.
Not that I want to talk to you off the bat. Like, it is the right.
Like, it's the technical play.
It is. It's the right spot. Everything about it screams. I've heard you say, let's let this Notre Dame money. I totally agree with all of that.
Would you wait for it to get to 14? Do you think it will get to 14?
It's just stayed, man. It has just been lock solid frozen at 13.5. If it's now it's 12.5. So my thinking is starting to happen. Okay. Everybody's playing Boston College. Yeah. I'm going to bet Notre Dame. I'm going to, you know, not that I want to be contrary to you. It's
That's
just,
okay. No, I like
it. You know it. How it is. Like when everybody starts saying the same thing.
No, I know. I know. There was a game earlier this year with Texas that was in the same vein. And it went the other way. Okay. I like our green wave this week. Given 4 against Army. Army's had like one of the most jacked up years in the country with the, you know, just the way that they had to schedule this year. They've played a really terrible schedule. And Tulane has kind of gone through the ringer of its schedule. They're a really good, fun football team. I'm going to lay the 4 with Tulane against Army.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind this. And really, this one has a really good trend. So the favorite in Army games has covered 10 of the last 11. And so Tulane has last 3 years have played Army. They've always fared well against Army. Not many teams do, but what that tells you is they're used to this. Like they can play that option. These spreads have all been really low spreads, like 2-3 points. I think now it's 3.5. I'm seeing on DraftKings.
Yeah, I see 3.5 right now. Yeah.
I think you want to get in on that one now, but I am with you 100% on this one, Chris. It's at Tulane. They seem to understand Army better than a lot of other teams, so this is not going to be new to them. I like the fact that Tulane's had a couple wins in a row here, but Army's coming in, you know, off of 4, but they haven't played anybody.
Man, the Boston College line, too, I just checked, is down to 12.5.
Yeah.
So it ain't getting to 14.
No, I think what you're seeing is kind of what I talked about.
And then my third and final play is a total gut play based on my knowledge of the Big 12. But, man, it's come all the way around. I played it earlier in the week. This thing opened at Texas Tech -2. Baylor is now a 1.5-point favorite over Tech.
Wow.
But I like
at home getting points.
Yeah, but I like Baylor here. I think that they're kind of turning the corner slowly. They had a really impressive second half against TCU. Came to Ames and played Iowa State. Really tough. And I like them to win out right here. Now, if this thing keeps moving, I'm going to have a little bit of a second thought. But remember, I bet this thing when it was at a pick 'em.
Yep.
So, at 1.5, I mean, that doesn't really bother me too much. But if it would get to a field goal, I would have concerns.
What now? I trust you here. Like, my spidey senses tingle. You know, when you get now a line that's moved that much, you know, a Texas Tech home dog, you know, which kind of like that. But I'm looking at this. What I don't understand, Chris, is the number here, and I want to make sure, I want to see. So this started out at 56. Yeah, this has been a 3-point switch, by the way. It's now at 58. This over seems very enticing to me.
Well, they're, you know, Baylor's offense seems to be coming around.
Which I like to hear.
I mean, it does. I mean, against Gary Patterson and John Haycock, the last 3 halves of football, they've put up, 23 plus 30? Well, there was a defensive one against Iowa, but they put up some points. They're starting.
Yeah, how many did they score in that second half against TCU? Like 20-something?
23.
Yep.
So they are moving in the right direction.
Well, here, I'm going to give you this. So these are the last few games. 63 points, 59 points, 62 points. Let's see. That was 89 points, 98 points. Those are all over 58.
Yeah.
Those are all over 58.
I don't know. These games, these Tech games are always weird for me, dude, because Everybody thinks like Texas Tech, and they think Mike Leach, Cliff Kingsbury. That's not what they're doing now. Baylor's pretty good defensively. I don't know. I would still play the side with Baylor here, but
just lay the point and a half.
I actually think Big 12 unders. I'd like to do some research on Big 12 unders this year because I think the league is by far playing better defense than it has. And I think that the current crop of coaches is way more defensive heavy than, say, 5 years ago. You know, like you swap out Kingsbury with Matt Wells. You swap out Art Briles with Dave Aranda. You swap out, Raymond Kleiman's a defensive guy. Like there's a lot of, you get rid of Holgorsen and you add Neil Brown. I don't want to talk you out of it.
I hear you.
Because it's still a Big 12 game, and those teams are both going to play tempo, and they spread it out. But those are my college plays. What about you?
All right. So I kind of think there's a little bit of a doggy-dog reaction here. So one of the games I watched intently since I was West, really two games, Chris, Colorado-UCLA. I don't know if you had a chance to see that game, but it was – awesome.
I did not watch any Pac-12.
What a fun game. Colorado's now going on the road at Stanford. I got to see a little bit of Stanford, not a ton, but I got to see enough to see their kicker like missing chip shots. They had a quarterback play who wasn't supposed to play. They say this guy's coming back now and he's all that in a bag of chips. I watched Colorado play. Their defense is not good. I get that, but they're getting 7.5 now that it's a hook on the road. I'm not making this, game of the year, Pac-12 game of the year, but I like Colorado in this game, and I also like the over. It's at 54.5 right now, so I'm going to give two plays on the same game. I love the fact that this is just a spot for Colorado, which I think they're not being valued. In fact, that line has moved toward Colorado so far this week. So I'm going to stick with that one. I do like that Baylor over after researching it.
All right. No, I'm like I said, I am not trying to talk you out of that.
Yeah.
At all.
I do like that Baylor over. Okay. I will play Notre Dame. I'm not going to put that. I'll put it as a pick. I wouldn't say, again, it's the highest thing. I just think with everybody going in that one direction, I'm going to go Notre Dame.
All right.
So here's another one. I also watched Arizona State, USC. Did you see that game? You didn't see any Pac-12.
I did not watch Pac-12. There was too much Big Ten and Big 12 on. I'll watch more Pac-12 this week since the Big Ten's loaded this week, by the way. Great slate. Yeah. I don't like to bet on any of these, too many of them. You know what I will do, though, this week? I'll do a lot of college teasers is what I think I'll do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Try to get that money. I'm not finding Arizona State. Are you seeing them?
They just got canceled. Yeah. Herm Edwards has Rona.
No.
Yeah, Herm got it.
Oh, that was such a good spot for them, Chris.
Yeah, that got canceled. Sorry, man.
Oh, terrible. Okay, so let me go to another one in the Pac-12. I'm ready. This is because I'm good. Washington at home against Oregon State. This Oregon State team is, best way to put it, they're rudderless.
Okay.
Quarterback is terrible. Offense couldn't get going. The defense is susceptible to both the run and the pass. Washington is chomping at the bit to play because their first game was canceled. I love them in this spot, the first team to play their first game versus someone who's already played. I know it's 13.5. Get it now before it goes to 14. I'm going to give you Washington minus the 14.5 or 13.5. And UCLA is getting 2.5 at home. That line has come down. And these are late games, so I'm giving you the chance to win. This Dorian Jones quarterback for UCLA, this guy doesn't quit. So I would just tell listeners, maybe look at that game and see what's happening. That's a good kind of in-game play. Maybe you could get Utah scoring first and get UCLA with even more points, because they won't give up. This guy, Colorado, could not stop him. Colorado went up like 35-7, and he made it a game. This guy is electric. I really like that quarterback. So late action, live game bet, UCLA.
I'm going to just take your word for it, dude. I can't give much analysis here. This will be the week that I finally watch the Pac-12. Remember what I said last week? I'm not betting these leagues that are playing for the first time.
Right.
I need to see more. And I will do that this week. And I promise you next week, my friend, Daddy will have some Pac-12 insight.
You'll love it. I'm telling you, people, watch these games. I had a big play last week on Arizona State. They covered. They should have won the game. It was a heartbreaker. One of the best football games I've seen in a long time.
All right.
That's why I'm really bummed they're not playing, Chris. They were in a spot to take out Cal. That's too bad.
All right. What else? Is that it for you college-wise? Or
that's it college-wise.
All right. Give me some juice on the National Football League. I'm dangerously liking my Vikings on Monday night.
You know, I loved them last week, and I didn't stick with my guns. I don't like them this week. I think I know earlier that number was a little bit higher, so I don't think you're getting the value on the Bears that you could have had earlier in the week, around 5, I think maybe
it's,
it was.
It's at 3 right now.
And it's at 3 now, so you lost a lot of value on that. Those teams are both so enigmatic that I think this is to play the home team.
Okay. The one that kind of just screams bet it to me is Tampa Bay at -6, as bad as they were last week. I mean, it's Brady. Come on. They're not going to – they bounce back, right, at Carolina?
Yeah. No, I agree. You know, I know there's a saying out there. It's Teddy Covers and the Panthers, right? I mean, the guy just finds a way. But I think you got to take the better team here on the road after getting embarrassed. Brady showed that already this year after a loss, coming back and winning. I do like Tampa Bay in this spot too, -6.
Okay. That will be my official. And I've been dog on the NFL. Like I don't even like giving out picks right now. I've been so bad. My Sunday plays have been pretty good, but on the podcast, I can't give out a winner. But my one will be Tampa Bay at -6.
Love it.
I also kind of like the Browns at 3. It's at 3.5 on DraftKings right now, but they're hosting the Texans.
Yeah, that's a great bet, too. I like the Browns in this spot. It's just a matter of...
Let's try and get it at 3, though. I don't like it at 3.5.
Yeah, is Baker good? I know he was kind of in this whole COVID thing. You got to watch these games, Chris. Like I said, you can't play these things yet. I've not made a bet all week on purpose. You just have to wait and see what's going to happen. And the NFL has to tell you. The frustrating thing is these college teams, they don't tell you.
Yeah, that's my problem with the college stuff right now, where I just can't in good conscience give our listeners a lot of great picks right now.
No, it's too hard. And that's why I want to use the Twitter machine and get people picks. And that's what I'll probably do on my NFL stuff. I like there's a lot of late games again this week. There's really good teasable games. So you got Chargers, Dolphins, Bills, Arizona, Seahawks, Rams. Those three games right there, I'm going to put in a teaser some form or fashion. Straight up stuff right now. Again, I'm kind of leaning on the Bears, leaning on the Bucs and leaning on the Browns, but you know, the San Francisco +9.5. Like, what you think should happen doesn't happen in the NFL. So you got to think.
Yeah, just go contrarian.
Beliefs. Yep. But I think there's some really good teasable numbers in those late games. So I will put that up on Twitter. I just still need to kind of let this stuff marinate and make sure I know who's playing and who's not playing. I think I'm going to have some action on this. The two games are Chargers, Dolphins, Bills, Cardinals. I like the Cardinals, and I like the Chargers. So I'm just going to be interested to see where those lines settle.
Action Fanatics on Twitter. Todd's really good about updating it throughout the weekend. Give us a follow. Do you got anything else? I just wanted to point out that's what we're going to do on this podcast. We're not going to blow smoke up your ear. I'm not going to give you picks that I don't personally believe in. So in a week like this week, we're going to have a shorter podcast because we don't have as much to give you. And we're just going to be honest about that.
Yeah. Follow on Twitter. I think, you know, you mentioned it. I feel like I'm you know, I feel like I've dialed in on the Mac, which is a good thing.
You're really good on the Mac right now. Yeah.
Listen, knock on wood. It feels good to know that what I'm seeing is working, but, I really want to get back on the NFL too. I want to bring some value this weekend. So I plan to do that and I'll put those picks on Twitter.
Todd, thanks for your time, my man.
Love it.
We'll be back next week. Yeah, hopefully this COVID stuff calms down next week with a lot of these teams out and they're locked up, and then they'll come back next week and we'll have more games. It'll be good to have the Big 12 back. There's only a couple of them this week. This is kind of their bye week that they put in there for COVID stuff. And he's Todd Kirk at Action Fanatics on Twitter. Thank you, brother.
You got it.